Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Shanti Hershenson, author of the new novel, I Know Her Name. Shanti, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Well, if someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, I Know Her Name, how would you describe the novel?
So I Know Her Name is a collection of poetry, and it's like, I don't say it's a sequel to You Won't Know Her Name, but it's like a companion novel. So you could read either first. But I Know Her Name has a lot of poems that I wrote while I was writing one of my novels, You Won't Know Her Name. And it has like a lot of elements of that book in it. And I never expected to actually publish it when I was writing all the poems. I just did them to get my feelings out. And a few months later, I found all these poems and compiled them into the book.
And so you were writing the poems, as you said, while you were writing another novel?
Yes.
And were you doing that just to, are the poems about the characters in the novel?
The poems are more about myself, but the myself and the characters of in You Won't Know Her Name are very similar. That book is based on a true story. So it's kind of a combination of both. There are some that reference the characters more than myself, and there are a lot more that reference me.
Sure. What was your writing journey that led you to writing and publishing your first novel?
So I published my first, in quotation marks, book 2 years ago when I was starting the sixth grade. And I don't really like to call it a book, but I've kind of always been fascinated with writing. And it kind of led me to be able to just write this little book with my friend that we went and put on Amazon. And then a few months later, I started writing my first actual novel, which is called Biome Lock. And it's an alien invasion novel. And it was actually, it was something I did solo. I didn't do with anyone else. And it got really, really long. And it had to be split into three books. But that was like my first novel.
That's great. So just so that the listeners know, how old are you now?
I'm 14 years old.
And how many novels have you published?
So I've published technically two novels because I have three novellas I've published, two poetry books. Well, one of the poetry books is actually a novel told in poetry. And I've written several more novels. And I think I've written 14 books in total. And I'm writing my 15th one right now.
So what is your writing process when you're working on a novel? Do you outline the novel extensively before you start writing, or do you just dive into the narrative?
I usually dive right into the narrative. Often as I'm going, I'll write down these ideas that I have in my notes app. Most of the ideas aren't too great. They're mostly like funny little things, just things I've thought of that I can kind of add to the story later on. And that actually helps like motivate me to write more too.
And I'm curious, what has been the reaction from friends or teachers to the fact that you're publishing your own work at 14 on Amazon?
They're very surprised, generally. A lot of the time, like, my friends were there, like, when I was writing my first book. So they've kind of seen me go from being this person who had this, like, very first idea that I was writing to all these new books now. And teachers are always really supportive about it. And it's honestly really, really, it's a really cool thing.
And what has been the reaction to readers on Amazon?
A lot of them are pretty impressed. Some people don't believe that I'm 14, and they're like, you're not 14, you're just saying you are to get book sales. It's like, no, I'm really 14.
And I'm curious, you said that you started publishing on Amazon 2 years ago. Was that something that you did as kind of a pandemic, something to keep you occupied, or was this something you had thought about before?
So I thought about it before, but it was something, especially with Biome Lock, my first novel, that really, really was like a kind of pandemic thing. And I was just really bored. I had, you know, done the binge watching Netflix and playing video games. And I couldn't do it anymore. I just had nothing else to do. So I kind of started writing because I think I've always been really like interested in writing, but I've never had the actual chance to write until Biome Lock. I did technically publish two books before the pandemic, but I don't really count those. I think those are more for fun, as Biome Lock was more like a serious thing.
And who are some of the writers that you enjoy reading that kind of excite you and get you excited about your own writing?
I really love all of the books by Leigh Bardugo. My all-time favorite book is The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky. Honestly, I really just love a lot of young adult books, especially fantasy and science fiction. I love all of the worlds that those books have and the characters, everything about them.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Sure. And what do you think about the streaming series for the Leigh Bardugo books?
I loved the series. I know there were some people that did. I watched the whole thing the day it came out. It was a very chaotic day. I also managed to squeeze in writing. But I really loved the show, and I thought they did a really good job on the adaptation.
That's great. Well, given your experience, you said that you're 14 and you're working on your 15th book. What writing advice would you offer for those who are listening and who are writing their own stories and novels?
I think don't so much focus on every little thing being perfect as you're writing. It's more to try to get the words on the paper. Don't worry about how hooking your first line is when you're just starting. You can go back and change that 100 times later. But at the same time, go back and read your writing occasionally. Fix anything you see. Don't leave it there for the second draft. And I do that a lot, where I'll kind of just go back and see what I've written and correct things. And it helps make my drafts a lot cleaner than they used to be.
Sure. And what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I really enjoyed the Inheritance Games. I don't remember who wrote it. It's a really cool mystery young adult book. And there are twists and turns around every corner. You won't really see much coming. And the main character is really, really smart. It's really cool to see, in the mind of someone who can solve all these complex puzzles. And it's a really interesting book. I'm going to start reading the sequel soon.
That's great. And are you working on a new novel now?
I am. It's not actually related to any of my other books. And it's really, really fun to write. I'm having a really good time with it.
And can you give us kind of a sense of the genre of this new novel that you're working on?
So this one is kind of a dystopian novel. It was originally going to be fantasy, but I decided it needed more of a science fiction twist to it. And basically, it takes place in a world where some people are immortal and others aren't. And the immortals are usually hunted and exterminated because society doesn't like that some people are kind of higher than others. And what ends up happening is Scarlet, the main character, encounters Kane, who is an immortal hunter. But there's a problem. He's also immortal.
That's interesting. Well, you mentioned earlier that you make notes about your writing and in your notes app. What do you end up using to actually write your novels and stories in?
I use Readsy.com. They have a typesetter, and I actually just write in it normally. For this new book, I've just been testing out Google Docs because they hide the word count, and that's something that I really like because I usually really focus on the word count when it's on the screen and I can't get it off. So I've been actually testing Google Docs, so at some point I'm going to move it back over to Readsy because it's going to get too long and it's going to be laggy and there are going to be a lot of problems. But for now, it's actually working out.
That's great. Do you use any other tools? I mean, you mentioned Notes app. I'm just curious.
Sometimes I'll write some scenes on my Notes app that I want to like add in later that I can't fit in the like book right now, or that's like a later scene or at the end of the chapter and I'm almost done with the chapter. Or often I write down like quotes that I want to add to the book in Notes app. Honestly, I could probably write an entire book in my Notes app, but I don't know how good it would turn out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novels and your writing?
So you can find me on my website, which is shantihershenson.com, shantihershenson.com. You can find me on Instagram, which is just at shantihershenson, or actually TikTok, which is a little bit of a new thing, is at shantiwhowrites. And that's been going the best, actually. I post a lot of writing tips on TikTok and a lot of stuff about my books. And it's honestly just really fun because I love like making little videos with music and all of that. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Shanti Hershenson, author of the new novel. And you know what? I'll redo that. Because I had originally had the different name. Hang on. Let me just start that over. Again, we've been speaking with Shanti Hershenson, author of the new novel, I Know Her Name. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Shanti, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.